developers moved to change the economics of the Ethereum blockchain. Good evening. I'm Bailey Reitzel, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from August 31st, 2018. Messaging giant Line is launching its own cryptocurrency. And Rakuten is about to buy a Bitcoin exchange for $2.4 million. Finally, we'll finish up the podcast today by speaking with CoinDesk reporter Brady Dale about a decision by Coinbase to remove the crypto collectible game War Riders from its app. But first, a word from our sponsor, Said Business School, University of Oxford. You can now study blockchain entirely online with Oxford University's Said Business School. Find out more about the six-week online program that gives you a fundamental understanding of blockchain and its implications and effects on your business strategy by visiting oxfordexecblockchain.com. A group of Ethereum core developers have agreed on a proposal to reduce the amount of Ether issued with new blocks. The amount, if the proposal is approved, will drop from 3 ETH to 2 ETH per block. The decision was made during a video call on Friday, another step to sort out proposals for the upcoming upgrade known as Constantinople. On that call, developers also decided to delay the difficulty bomb by 12 months. The question of Ether issuance has been one of the most contentious, as the decision must satisfy different interest groups, and that ranges from miners to investors to ordinary users. Another important decision, whether to restrict the use of specialized mining equipment, has yet to be made. The Ethereum community is preparing for its next implementation called Constantinople, which should go live in October. And this upgrade is intended to improve Ethereum scalability and performance, as CoinDesk has previously reported. Messaging giant Line launched its mainnet, or live blockchain, last week. On Friday, the company announced that its Genesis block had been produced on August 23rd. Line is going to issue 1 billion of the network's LINK tokens, 800 million of which will be distributed to public users and the rest will be held as a reserve. Unlike many other startups that have entered the blockchain space recently, Line decided to go without an ICO. LINK tokens will serve as an incentive for users who participate in Line's decentralized applications or dApps that are built on top of the LINK chain network. Also, the token will be added to Line's newly launched cryptocurrency exchange called Bitbox. The tokens can be used as a payment means within the Line ecosystem. With the launch of the mainnet, Line has become one of the first publicly traded companies to have a proprietary blockchain with its own cryptocurrency. Japanese e-commerce giant Rakuten is buying 100% of the cryptocurrency exchange called Everybody's Bitcoin. The deal will cost the firm 265 million yen, or $2.4 million, and it'll go through on October 1st. Everybody's Bitcoin was launched in March 2017. It's one of the few unlicensed crypto exchanges in Japan. In January, after another Japanese exchange, Coincheck, was hacked, Everybody's Bitcoin came under scrutiny from Japan's Financial Services Agency. Now, Rakuten is going to help the exchange improve its systems to meet with the regulators' requirements and obtain a license. Also, Rakuten announced a plan to launch its own cryptocurrency soon. The most important conference in crypto comes to Asia this fall. CoinDesk Consensus Conference lands in Singapore on September 19th and 20th. Join more than 75 speakers and 50 sponsors for 2 days of powerful insights, industry announcements, and cross-industry networking opportunities. It's all happening in Singapore on September 19th and 20th. Register today at coindesk.com/events. And now, we've got CoinDesk reporter Brady Dale here to speak about the crypto collectible game War Riders. So it seems Apple told Coinbase to take War Riders off their iOS app. There's quite a backstory there, so tell us about that.
Sure. So thanks, Bailey. So Yeah, this story started when a company, OpenSea, which is kind of an eBay for crypto collectibles or non-fungible tokens or NFTs, as they're called here in crypto, when they reached out to us about this game, War Riders, which has this unique model. It's free to play, sort of, but you've got to have one of these vehicles, which are represented by an NFT, to get into the game and play. And so OpenSea was like, this game's moving along really well. It's getting added to various platforms, most notably Coinbase Wallet already had it as a featured dApp, but they were going to like start making it so that their crypto collectibles could be seen natively in the dApp if a person bought some. So they were like, this is cool. And so we were like, oh, interesting. Things Coinbase does is important. So we started looking into it, but it didn't at first seem... It seemed like it wasn't that big of a deal what was happening with Coinbase. So we at first were like, well, we're just going to wait and see. This is an interesting company. Their model's interesting, but they'll probably be a more important piece of news later. And so we were just going to hold off on it. But then there was quickly a bigger piece of news that happened almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. And that was just that Coinbase said that they were asked to take War Riders off?
Yeah. Monday, War Riders got this elevated status where their NFTs would start showing up in the Coinbase Wallet app. And then sometime later that night, a Coinbase staffer came back to War Riders and said, oh, actually, we're going to have to take you out of the app entirely because Apple is saying we can't offer things that have that sell digital goods. And so then I think it was Tuesday, War Riders was entirely out. So previously, if you search for War Riders, it would pop right up in the Coinbase wallet. Like, you could find it there. And so that was gone. So that feature was gone. If you look for it now in the iOS version, it won't come up. And then also that new NFT section was gone too. So it was just basically completely out of the app, which was obviously, you know, too bad for War Riders. Is a real setback for them. They are still in the Android app, we're told. But they're out of the iOS app, which is a big deal because, you know, on iOS is the iOS users are the mobile users who spend the most money, even if there's not as many of them as there are Android users.
Okay. And has Coinbase or Apple gotten back to us? Do we know, like, sort of what their higher level thoughts are about this?
We don't really know. Neither. So we reached out to them, I think, three times each. And Coinbase was like, we'll let you know if we have a comment. And then they never had a comment. And Apple, sort of kind of typically of Apple, just never even acknowledged our messages. But what we did learn, there's another company, Trust Wallet, and their CEO had the same experience. So they confirmed it, and they had a little bit of a better picture. They pointed to the wording's really weird. If you look at the terms and conditions for the iOS store, it doesn't really speak to digital goods anywhere. But they did point to one section that I think it was their sort of sale of items section or something like that that sort of speaks to something relevant. And so that's what Trust Wallet said. Apple points out to them when they have a disagreement like this.
Gotcha. And so what does this mean for the broader non-fungible tokens or NFT environment?
Yeah, so I think it's I think that community, if they want to, you know, move their product through mobile, which who doesn't want to move things through mobile, they need to keep pressuring Apple, you know, much like podcasters pressured Apple to get more data about how people were listening to podcasts. And eventually Apple listened because, you know, like I said, everyone, it's well known that Apple users are the ones who actually spend money in apps, and Android users just don't spend nearly as much money. And obviously NFTs are a thing that you purchase. So if people want them to be purchased, they need to be able to get in front of Apple users. So they need to find some way to work with Apple to make that possible, or the purchases will have to be strictly on Android, which isn't too great, or just, you know, on the internet, on the open web, which is fine, but it limits your audience for this, you know, important new section of the crypto economy.
Cool. Thanks very much, Brady.
Yep. Thanks, Bailey.
Late Confirmation is brought to you by the Saïd Business School at Oxford University. Master blockchain strategy online with the 6-week Oxford Blockchain Strategy Program. The program gives you a foundational understanding of the core concepts of blockchain. You'll gain insights into how it will affect the future of your industry and organization, drawing on expert opinions and multiple blockchain use cases, allowing you to develop a strategic roadmap to incorporate blockchain into your business. Find out more at oxfordexecblockchain.com. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletter, check out Coindesk.com. And you can also find us on Twitter at Coindesk. If you're enjoying the show so far, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. For Coindesk, I'm Bailey Reitzel, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.